Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we have a fun one. I'm going to walk you through the five-step process that you can use to create a profitable side hustle. Now, I'm a huge fan and advocate of side hustles. I've had one for my entire career. Actually, once I left Microsoft and took Cultivated Culture on full time, that was the first time I'd only had one thing to focus on for my entire career. So I am well versed in the world of side hustles, creating them, also failing at them, and everything in between. So today I'm going to share a five-step process that you can use to make sure that your side hustle idea will be profitable from the get-go. Now, this is actually the same process that we use at Cultivated Culture. I recently decided to launch a LinkedIn course, and we went through this same validation process for that course, and we're actually building it out now. But any product that you see on our site, anything that we release, has gone through this process in order to make sure that people are interested in what we're offering, that people are willing to pay for what we're offering, and that we have a group of people that we can source feedback from to make sure our offering is as valuable and relevant as it possibly can be. So this is real life stuff. This isn't just a made-up process. This is actually something that I've been using for years. And by the end of it, you should understand how to take this idea that you have, get out there and validate it to make sure that it's something that's worth investing in. So let's dive in. Step number one in this process is to brainstorm your offer. And we specifically want to niche down or differentiate here. You need to have something different or highly specific about your business if you want to compete. So let's take the fitness and wellness world as an example, right? There are so many blogs and websites and businesses out there around fitness and nutrition and wellness and all of this stuff. And when we think about the general concept of fitness or wellness, whatever, the brands that have owned that space are massive, right? They've been around forever. They have a ton of money. They have a ton of resources. So there's no way we can compete on that general topic. But what happens if we niche down? What if instead of focusing on fitness, we think about where we come from and what we're offering and what we're excited to do? And we come up with something like, I help busy moms, working moms lose 10 pounds in 2 months. Or something like, I help single dads train for their first half marathon. Now, both of those things are incredibly specific, right? So if we have a working mom who's trying to lose some pounds, or if we have a single dad who's trying to run a half marathon for the first time, those people are going to look at the broader scope of these major brands, right? And they're not really going to feel a connection. They're probably not going to see themselves in this brand. And then they find you and you're speaking directly to them saying, hey, you know, Mrs. Mom over here, I know you're super busy and I know that you're working your butt off to support your family and give them the life that they want and achieve your own goals, which is awesome. But I also know that you want to lose a little bit of weight and that's awesome too. I get that and I'm going to help you do it because that's what I focus on. When we get that specific, we speak directly to people, they resonate with that. And that is what's going to allow you to win out over some of these larger brands that don't have that niched focus. So getting super specific on the type of offering you have and writing it out in that statement, you know, I help this type of person do this type of thing. That's the first step in this process. Step number two is coming up with your specific offering and basically drafting up a one sheet with your product or service info. So you can do this in Google Docs or anywhere that you want to host a document or a PDF or whatever online. But essentially what we're going to do is map out our product or service here. So we're going to address the problem that we're solving, right? We're going to share a little bit more about us and our background and why we're qualified to even be offering this service or this product. Then we're going to share the details of the product, exactly what it is, what you get, what's inside. And then we're going to share some testimonials if we have them. And finally, we're going to create a link or a way for these people to pre-order the product. So essentially what this is a light landing page or a light sales page or, you know, a couple of sheets with product information so that people can see what you're offering and they can sign up for it. And this allows us to be really, really nimble with our offering. As we get feedback from people, we can incorporate it very quickly and then have an improved pitch and refine our pitch as we go from person to person down our list. So once you have your offer and you have this doc all written out, the next thing we're going to do is make a list of everybody you could think of who might be interested or might be able to benefit from your offering. So this includes friends, this includes family, colleagues, connections, people in professional groups, anybody that you can possibly think of. And we want to get a critical mass here. We're looking for around a minimum of 50 people if you can swing that. You can get away with less, but the more the merrier here, because again, we're looking to validate. And so if we have that critical mass, if we have that larger sample size, we can feel more confident in our results. Now, what we're going to do is put all these people in a Google Sheet or an Excel sheet, and we're going to list out their name. We're going to list out their email address. And then we're going to have a couple of extra columns that include, you know, have we reached out to them? Have they filled out a survey we're going to send them? And have they pre-ordered the product? So once you have that list set up, the next thing you're going to do is send these people a survey. So what you're going to do is ask them for feedback. You're not going to ask them to buy yet, but basically you're going to say, hey, when you think about this type of thing, with that type of thing being the service that you offer. So let's say when you think about training for a half marathon as a single dad, what are the two biggest questions you have? Or when we talk about losing weight or staying healthy as a working mom, what are the two biggest questions you have? And we're going to send out that survey to all the people on our list. Again, not asking them to buy anything, not asking them to do anything, just asking them to share their questions. And then what we're going to do is wait for the responses. And as the responses come in, we're going to move into step five, which is to use these survey responses, these answers, to book one-on-one conversations and essentially create the opportunity for discovery calls. So everybody who responds to the survey and says, you know, my two biggest questions are X and Y, you're going to send them an email and say, these are such great questions. You know, if you have a couple of minutes, I'd love to discuss them with you over the phone to get a better understanding of where you're at, where you're looking to go, and what might help. And so what you're going to do is book these calls, and you're going to use these calls as discovery, right? You're going to essentially talk through this person's situation. You're going to listen for feedback. You're going to listen for language that you can include in your offering. And as you have these conversations, when they end, what you can do is send a follow-up email, and you can say, hey, by the way, I'm actually putting together this product or this service that addresses exactly what you're talking about or what we spoke about on this call. Here's a link to an entire Google Doc or this entire document that has all of the information. You know, take a look, let me know what you think. And, you know, if you decide that you want to sign up, I'm going to give you a 50% discount because you're getting in early. And that's what you do. You basically send them the link to the doc, the product sheet, and you push them to make the purchase, right? Make the pre-order. And you're definitely going to have to follow up with people. I usually need to follow up 2-3 times. It's also helpful to set a deadline saying, you know, we're keeping this early access group open until Friday. So take your time. Let me know if you have any questions. But we're going to close the group on Friday, just so you know. Creating that deadline is going to get more people to sign up because they don't want to miss out on this thing that you're offering. And then what you want to do is aim for a 10% conversion rate. So if 1 out of 10 people ends up making a pre-sale, and that happens across the full scope of your sample size, you know that you're in business, right? So just to recap here, essentially what we're doing is putting together a quick doc that outlines the product or service that we have, that we're offering, that we're thinking of testing. Then we're going to go find people that are within our circles who we feel comfortable with asking and also that we feel are in our target market. We're basically going to send them a survey, asking them a couple of questions around the main topic. What are your two biggest questions around X or Y? We're going to take those answers. We're going to bake them into the doc, into the product, into the offering. We're also going to use them to book discovery calls with these people to learn more. We're going to take copious notes around these people's pain points and the language that they use and what they're looking for. And then if we feel like it's a good fit, we're going to send them to the actual product sheet and we're going to ask them to make a purchase. When all is said and done, if we have a 10% sell-through rate, that product is validated, and then you can start building the business around it. Then you can go build the website. You can go get the business cards. You can do whatever else you want. But you need to make sure that you get those pre-sales up front. And the beautiful part of this is you can actually use the money to invest in the product if you want. So if you get, let's say, $3,000 in pre-sales, what you can do is take that $3,000 and you can use it to, you know, pay for that course platform or hire that designer or buy that video camera or whatever it is, because you know people are already willing to pay for this, so it's worth investing in. So that's it for today. This is the exact process, again, that I've used time and time again to validate all of the products that you see on Cultivated Culture and all of the side hustles that I did before Cultivated Culture. So if you have a side hustle idea that you're thinking about, this is the way that you can get it validated upfront so that you know people will pay for it. And I hope that you take the leap, because having a side hustle is one of the most fun things that you can do. And it is also one of the ways that you can secure your own freedom, both in terms of the work that you do and financially. So I hope this was helpful. I'm really excited to see you get out there and implement this. And I will catch you in the next episode of the podcast.